from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Paul George.
What are the chances that Kuminga, Moody, TJD, and Pods are all on this team to start the season?
Pretty good. But if a big trade happened, I think at least one of them's in it. You know, and I think, you know, Moody was relatively available at the deadline. You know, they were looking to make smaller moves at the deadline. They were trying to get in on Caruso. I think it's possible Moody might have moved in that deal. You know, it's interesting because, like, I think they probably value and covet the future of Pajemski and Trace Jackson Davis more right now than maybe the market, like the market's thirst for them would be.
Yeah, they're
right?
Higher on them they than others.
Yeah, like I think, you know, if a Jimmy Butler trade materialized, right. Like Miami did love Pajemski at the draft. You know, I think
Tyler Hero and Pajemski.
And the Warriors love Jaime Hawkash, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, they have, like, Caleb Martin could right. be on the move. This is an example. Right. Like, they've got a lot of weird pieces in Miami.
If there's just, like, a monster move that they feel like really vaults them into, like, really legitimately back in the mix, and the stickling point is one of their younger guys, particularly, like, the non-Kuminga group, I guess we could say.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll probably relent on that. You can't just protect everything.
Is Kuminga untradeable? Is he untouchable for the Golden State Warriors? Could he be had in the right move? Because I keep going back to the Clippers and Paul George. I'm like, man, if the Clippers, I know they don't have a lot of juice in this. I know Paul George holds all the cards, but damn, if I'm the Clippers, I'm thinking I can't even get Kuminga out of this guy. That's
disappointing. Okay, but what if you're like, right. Paul, you know, Kuminga was the sticking point. We just can't do this trade. Right. And he goes, all right, well, I'm opting out.
No doubt about it. But it leads me to, like, is Kuminga untouchable? Because I still think highly of Kuminga. I do.
Yeah. I mean, well, you should. Like, he's a good player. The league thinks highly enough of Kuminga that, like, there's a reason extension talks might get a little tricky because, you know, I think if he goes to restrictive free agency, like, literally this time next year, he might be a restricted free agent. That the league could show you how highly
what's his value today? Because they have to make a decision by October 21st, give or take.
Yeah.
On an extension, 30. I mean,
those talks won't even happen.
Get $55 million was like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think we're talking at least the like a 9-figure type multi-year deal, right? In the 100-something, you know, X years for 100 million, 4 years for 100+ million. It'll be a varying, we'll see where that goes, and negotiations matter. I mean, it's what happened to Poole. Poole's market rose a lot because, it's interesting you mentioned Scottie Barnes. When Tyler Hero signed that deal, yep. I was actually in Japan around the Warriors at the time. and I remember them being like, ooh, that Hero deal. You know, like that really like took a lot of their leverage away. Because it's just like at the time, I mean, Poole had just helped them win a title. At that point, I think Poole's reputation and upside because of what he meant to a winning environment was like, you know, like you got to go over Tyler Hero for him. Mm-hmm. And they did go over Tyler Hero for him.
Do they view the Kuminga situation dramatically different? Or I guess, did they?
I think they'll be more careful.
That's okay. Because I'm discerning, and we've had this discussion. I'm like, look, I want to keep Kuminga, but like, wow, extending him at $30 million after what just happened with Jordan Poole. And there's so many reasons why, like, I would be a little worried. I just would. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying I'm reluctant.
It's always a worry with a young player, right? It's always a worry. He had the knee tendonitis and he missed some time late in the season. But on the flip side, I think about it like this. Boy, if I got him at $30 million a year, that could be a huge bargain in 2 years, having Jonathan Kuminga at 30 a year.
With the Barnes deal. Like, I don't know. And the cap going bigger next year. Like, I don't know.
There's a lot of things going on now. I think what matters, and again, those talks won't happen until, like,
they figure
what their roster looks like in a couple weeks. They don't know what their roster is going to look like. And not only their roster, but their future money commitments, right? Mm-hmm. If Paul George theoretically came in, and if he came in, it would very likely be with that 4 for $221. Like, suddenly they're a little bit more handcuffed long-term financially.
What about Steph getting an extension? Does that give them any... all Steph extensions, because he is extension eligible this offseason... Is that even on the table? Is that something they're just going to wait and go through? Does it give him any relief down the road?
I think it'll at least be like thought about a little later in the summer. Again, I think there's so many dominoes here and like where this franchise is going and like what's Steph's interest in necessarily locking up long term. Now it gets him another year of like insane money, but also, you know, he just like we reported with De'Aaron Fox in Sacramento a little bit, you as a player still want to hold a little bit of a leverage card over a team where, you know, if Steph theoretically signed an extension and then the Warriors get through the next few weeks and, you know, they just didn't find a trade they liked and they're like, you know, we want to protect the picks. We want to protect the youth. Yeah, we might be the ninth seed again next year. We want to get out of the tax.
Right.
We want to get out of the tax entirely. Right. It just seems like that reset, then... Like, well, Steph would have lost a little bit of his leverage. It's a leverage league. So
no doubt.
I think a Steph extension may get talked about later when, like, a lot of dust just needs to set clear over the next few weeks.
Because he's got two left, and he can get three more. Again, like, the whole – because I'm reading about
the
this
over
whole,
38 rule.
Yes.
So, you know, again, my gosh, so many
– The rules are unreal.
When they're changing, too.
Yeah,
that's
they're unreal.
Right.
There is a math equation. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Don't forget that you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter streams. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Anthony Slater, live in studio here on the Morning Roast. He'll be here for the next hour. He's been here for an hour already, breaking down the Golden State Warriors offseason here. And I want to get back to this. I want to get back to Kuminga because we were talking about Klay Thompson earlier in their relationships with the coaching staff and the players or whatnot. Now, we know Kuminga. He's gone to the media not once, not twice, but three times. And the last time he went to the media.
Where'd you read about that?
The Athletic, baby. Anthony Slater, Sam Sharadia, baby. Let's go. Anthony Slater, breaking news. Aggregate that one.
It's really the only publication I read outside of 957thegame.com.
You lie. He just asked me for my Sporty Green password. No, I'm kidding.
I've hit my limit on SFgate, you know, click-ons.
Yeah. Well, they like to aggregate their own things on this show. I got a problem with Alexander Simon, the editor at SFgate.
I had a post yesterday, real quick, about, like, the hottest cocktail bar in San Francisco that I had never heard of.
Oh, yeah.
That only serves non-alcoholic drinks. Newsflash, whoever the moron is that just got here from wherever, writing for the Chronicle, no one's ever heard of that bar.
Leave that with a
No, I'll tell that to her face. The Chronicle used to be respected.
I'm hitting the off button on my mic.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone. I still subscribe to the Chronicle.
I'm telling you, I said
it. The Chronicle's my hometown paper. I read the Athletic first in the Chronicle. I got love for the Chronicle.
Don't get me started on food reviews.
Kuminga's relationship. How's his relationship with Steve Kerr? Has it been repaired? How's he feel his standing is with the Golden State Warriors? Does he feel like he's in good standing with the ownership group, with the team, with the players? How's he feel right now? Because there was a lot of drama with Kuminga early on in the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kuminga...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
His, like, desire at that point was, like, very easy to understand. It was like, I believe I am a 30-plus minute per game player in the NBA. I believe I'm good enough for that at this point. And, you know, even if there was arguments year one, year two, he hadn't got there. I think by year three, it was pretty clear. Like, I don't know, this guy can help winning. He does stuff that this team didn't have, right? Downhill, led the team in paint points, dunks. Mm-hmm. Didn't he have, like, the most dunks for the franchise for a season? Like, there was just stuff he did that, like, you need on the floor. And then obviously it came to a head and when he got benched for the last 18 minutes of that Nuggets game that ended mm-hmm. with the Jokic bank. And then, you know, we come out with the report the next day in the middle of a back-to-back. That was what I remember the crazy part of that time. And that day, they had, you know, Kuminga and Steve had a meeting in the office that, you know, Kuminga was very honest about afterwards. And I think admitted that, like, maybe he wasn't as great as the communication. I think Steve, in a kind of winding way, admitted maybe, you know, that conversation needed to happen earlier. And then I believe Kuminga went out that night, like, it was a career high in minutes the next game. And then he was starting. And, like, I do think the relationship, you know, you use as the relationship repaired. I think the big thing is, like, he's playing more. Like, that's all, like, it wasn't some, like, deep, personal, you know, back and forth, this or that. It was just, like, play me.
Yep.
You know,
but at the expense of who? And I think that was, like, you know, and at what position and at what times?
And we should get to that. But I think at the time it was also very important for him because he's extension eligible this summer. There's a lot of money on the line for him now and into the future. So as we look towards the future, two things. Number one, like, playing time next year will matter. But also, you know, Steve said it in his post game, in his exit interview. He doesn't think Kuminga at this stage has shown he's a small forward. Which may sound like a small comment, but I think it's massive as we talk about lineup combinations and the way they've refit this roster next year. Because late in the season, Kuminga gets the knee tendonitis. Yes, that happened. What also happened is Trayce Jackson-Davis stepped into the starting lineup. They were much better defensively with Trayce and Draymond. Draymond would have quotes about how he loves having a backline center so he can play free safety. He's not the rim protector. And by the Kings game, by late in the season, they were bringing Kuminga off the bench. Now, still playing good minutes, but, you know, if you're going into next season with Kuminga, Wiggins, Draymond, Trayce, like, there's, you know, the minute pie is kind of getting crowded there.
I don't love the spacing with Draymond and TJD and Kuminga on the floor together if you don't have the spacing of the shooting.
Yeah.
The lane gets clogged. Yep. I mean, really, the only exciting part of that game was the three consecutive buckets. I'm talking about the playing game. For Kuminga, that was literally the most exciting part of the game. And he's a guy that gets to the free throw line on a team that doesn't get to the free throw line a whole lot.
Where is he at defensively, in your opinion, JK?
I think he has a lot of tools defensively, and I think there are moments and games, especially I would say even his first couple of years, where, like, I can remember they're like, hey, guard LaMelo Ball for this game. And he was like, yeah, lock into that assignment. I think if he's hounding you on ball and he's, like, really into the possession, he's difficult to get by and score on. He's great laterally, long, athletic, competitive, especially in, like, a one-on-one setting.
Mm-hmm.
He has his team defensive issues, rotation issues. I think
awareness off ball is a problem.
Yeah, and just, like, desire on a possession by possession basis to like make sure the team defense is as good as it can be. You know, it's like he loves to block a shot. He loves to, you know, lock a guy up. Yep. And remember Jordan Clarkson, when he locked him up and got Clarkson so mad. Clarkson was like,
Clarkson's ready to fight. He squared up on him.
Like, he can do a lot of that stuff, which they need, by the way. They need point of attack, good defense. But, you know, defensive rating with a player on the floor matters in the sense of, like, it's what they like about Pajemski, right? You know, it's just like he's going to – it's like assignment stuff. Although they say Pajemski gambles too much. But
he has poor lateral movements. Yeah, one comes flying up sometimes.
One of the things with Kuminga, I'd say, over the long term is, like, Kuminga, like, really – and I think it's understandable considering the skill set he not only possesses but I think can grow into. Like, he wants to be, like, a star wing scorer.
So what is Curve UMass then? Because you said
– a four right now.
A power forward. You know, like Kuminga's trying to, I think, get to the point where, like, by year five, year six, year seven, you know, you're talking all-star.
So how do they navigate that next year in terms of a starting lineup if Draymond's going to be your four alongside TJ?
It's a great question, you know, and it's going to depend on how the roster
it's how the roster fits. Like, we don't know what the roster's going to look like in a couple weeks.
Wouldn't you imagine, like, theoretically, you would view Kuminga as, like, if Wiggins is gone this summer, like, Kuminga's your starting three, right? You would just see him. Yeah, that's a starting spot.
Or if it's Paul George.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe it's Paul George and he's at the four. But Draymond at the small ball five, something that maybe is not sustainable.
That's why suddenly Wiggins and Kuminga worked all of a sudden last year. Why did it happen? Because Draymond stepped in and was the center. But, you know, there's also an argument, and Draymond might make it at times defensively, that he doesn't want to just be the small ball center. He loved playing with Andrew Bogut. Mm-hmm. He loved having Zaza Pachulia behind him.
He likes to be the help
him.
Defender.
Yeah. And just like, you know, he says it, and it's, you know, especially the last season, couple seasons dealing with the back, it's like, when I'm guarding the center, then like Jonas Valanciunas is trying to get every single offensive rebound, and I just got to step in and box. Like, my job is to box Jonas Valanciunas out for a quarter. It's like, that's a little bit taxing.
All right, real quick, two quick ones before we hit the break.
And line them up, 888-957-9570. Ask Slater anything, Warrior-related.
Ask him anything. 888-957-9570, all about the Warriors right now with Anthony Slater and the NBA. If you've got an NBA question, ask Slates. He's tapped in, but more so on the Warriors. One, the Warriors' Twitter account at 9 o'clock. Sorry. Just tweeted out the Kings. Yeah, the Warriors' Twitter account. Go to St. Warriors. Uh-huh. It's at Warriors. Just tweeted out a big statement coming soon with eyes emoji. So I don't know what they're doing.
What?
They're going to tease the fan base, but a big statement coming soon. That's
Rick
from the
Barry
Go to St.
statue
Warriors.
Doing the underhand, you know, free throw.
Maybe that. But two, if you do acquire Paul George.
Uniforms.
Who's the best fit with Paul George? Would it be Andrew Wiggins or would it be J.K.?
Let me just say that even if a Paul George trade were to happen, or any big trade were to happen, not only would it not be hinted at, in my opinion, by the Warriors' Twitter account, because of tampering rules, number one, and also just like...
Yeah, this is uniform statue related.
This is something else.
The legal rules of the league...
We're having a hot dog contest.
They literally wouldn't even be able to acknowledge it until like July 6th.
Exactly.
I mean, I know. It's just more so getting the fans like, big statement, what's going on? It's like, hey, fans, it's not a trade. Trust me, it's not that. We'll get that from Slater or Shams or Woj or whatnot. But I do wonder about the fit. Wiggins, do you think Wiggins is just basically done here? That they're actively trying to get...
No.
There's an avenue for him to be back next season.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. If they don't like what they have. Now, like, could he be moved? Sure. Yeah, he could. But, like, I don't... Like, done is no. I don't.
I'm done.
Okay, that's fine. You know.
You're not Mike Dunleavy.
Well, I'm just telling you, like, me and a lot of the Villa are done.
But
then
what if he does come back and they have to trade Kuminga for Paul George?
You're also dumb, but you know, if he shoots like 40% from three and like guards well and looks like in shape and motivated in the first month.
It's a lot of ifs.
But, you know, Mr. Jorge Soler is the GOAT this summer. Like, new information could change your mind.
It could change your mind. You'll pivot.
The fact that they squeezed a Cody Ross run out of him, I'm shocked that it happened. I'm thankful from what Wiggins gave, but... The hollow invisible man is going to go invisible again at some point. Like, I know it's coming.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's fair. Like, his contract's actually not that bad. But it's also like when they signed it, it was viewed as like incredibly team friendly. Obviously, that has changed.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, again, I think for the right return, he certainly would be available this summer. They talked about him plenty last season, leading up to the deadline. But also, I don't think they're like, oh, we got to get off his...
No, but do the players trust him to, like, be ready to go all year this year?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. You kind of, like, have to if he's on the team. I don't know. I'd, like, there's no, like, demand that he has to be gone. I mean, like, he is still at the start of a big game next season, depending on who they bring in. Paul George could change this, but, like, let's say, you know, they have relatively the same roster next year and they play they play the Mavericks on opening night. He's guarding Luka. He's guarding Luka most of the game. He's guarding Luka for 36 minutes. He's their best option on Luka. He was great on Luka in that playoff run. Again, I know that playoff run is not indicative of what you can expect moving forward, but, like, if he's suddenly just off the roster for not a good return, you lose your best individual defender.
Yeah, it's just, point of attack. Yeah,
that
you're right.
We agree with.
And I'm just saying, he's making $26 million next year. That's really not that bad.
A lot of people think that's a bargain too. And the Warriors thought it was a big time bargain, considering what other players around the league got paid. So I'm kind of with you there.
You
Slakes.
Do need a lot more from him to get back to the next level, for sure. And I understand anybody who's, like, not trusting you're going to get that. But I'm just saying, they're not just like, oh my gosh, we have to get off.
Anthony Slater, live in studio. This has been a lot of fun. That hour flew by. We got about 40 minutes left with Slates here on the Morning Russell's. Line them up. I see your calls right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. Ask Anthony Slater anything Warriors related. If you want to sneak in another NBA call, fine too. But Anthony Slater's live in studio to answer the questions as we break down this offseason.
Yeah, I'm excited. The guy knows more than anybody about these topics. And I'm getting some great feedback about my suggestion, the Rick Barry statue. Scooter is saying that that's the best part of this entire hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. Scooter Barry. Shout out to Scooter Barry. Yeah, the Rick Barry statue should have been up.
You're a
big statue guy, but that didn't come up at some point.
I want that statue.
It'll come up at some point.
Come on.
Rick Barry should have a statue.
Can you do a statue of a current player? Like, could they do a Steph Curry statue?
So, for example, I actually think that there are certain players that, like, Derek Jeter, I thought could have had a statue while he was playing. LeBron James can have one while he's playing.
Yeah.
Get the statues up. They got the little walk with the plaques right there. Rick Barry's 24, exactly. Chris Mullin, Nate Thurman, exactly. All that. But yeah, statue.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.